Evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Brad Paisley got on Instagram this weekend to join a growing fight against a proposed data center near the Nashville Zoo.
It doesn't belong there. It would be an enormous monstrosity, an absolute eyesore, and detract in every way from not only the zoo, but that area. Let's stop it. They don't have to do this here. Build them somewhere else, but let's keep Nashville as beautiful and as great an attraction as it's always been.
The 70,000-square-foot data center is being proposed by a company called DC Blocks. They've promised to use a closed-loop water cooling system, pay public utilities, and keep noise to an acceptable volume. The Nashville Zoo has been fighting back, saying that noise levels may disturb the animals, among other concerns. Nashvillians have been fighting back, too. Almost 300,000 people have signed a petition to stop the data center. A similar petition is going around for a proposed data center at Fisk University. The Nashville Metro Council will be considering regulations on data centers at a meeting this Thursday. One of the deadliest threats to livestock is a flesh-eating fly called the New World screwworm, and they've been detected for the first time in more than half a century in a three-week-old calf in southwest Texas. Females of the species lay their eggs in open wounds and mucous membranes. So far, they have not been detected in Tennessee, but the state is taking steps to make sure they stay out. Any warm-blooded animal, including humans and pets, can be infested. Livestock are especially vulnerable because of shearing and dehorning. Also, just moving cattle can cause scrapes and cuts. If you have animals, you're advised to inspect them regularly for wounds, tick bites, or scrapes. Agriculture officials say that so far, screwworms are unlikely to affect beef products. Tennessee has the honor of serving as a base camp for two international teams at this year's FIFA World Cup. We reported earlier that Japan's men's soccer team, the Samurai Blue, is using Nashville as its official base camp. Spain's national team, La Roja, is setting up at the Baylor School in Chattanooga. Right now, Spain is the odds-on favorite to win the World Cup. The team's opening match is against Cape Verde on the 15th in downtown Atlanta. Even though it's 2 hours away, the team's director says they chose Chattanooga for the privacy they could have during training. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.